Translation and purport by His Divine Grace on Vishnu Paraparamahansa. Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Sat Sri Simana Bhaicharya Naravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Yes, I will tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only of those which are prominent, O Arjuna. For my opulence is limitless." Om Agyan Tvirandasya Charan Jaran Shalakayotak Shurim Vinitan Vinitashmai Sri Krima Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Garada Shivashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari. So here Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport that it's not actually possible to understand and comprehend the greatness of Krishna.
So here Srila Prabhupada has said that Bhagavan Sri Krishna mahatva o bibhuti sahaje upalabdhi kara ba bojha sambhav na.
God is great. We hear God is great, but how great? He's so great that you cannot comprehend.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ja maha kintu tini koto maha ha eta shohaje bojha sadhya nei.
And Sri Jiva Goswami mentions, unless you come to this point in the beginning that God is actually incomprehensible, you can never know the glories of God fully, then unless you have this understanding, he said, you will never actually understand much at all about God. But you have to start with the aspect that you can never understand God fully. He is beyond our comprehension.
Srila Jiva Goswami তার এই শ্লোকের পরিপ্রেক্ষিতে মন্তব্য করেছেন যে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের যে বিভূতি এবং তার মাহাত্ম্য, তার মহিমা এতই মহান এবং বিশাল যে আমাদের মতো বদ্ধজীবের পক্ষে সেটা বোধগম্যের বাইরে। আমরা চেষ্টা করতে পারি কিন্তু কতটুকু আমরা বুঝব সেটা আমাদের চেষ্টা এবং ভগবানের কৃপার উপরে নির্ভর করছে।
The senses of the individual living entity are so small in comparison. How can they comprehend the unlimited?
আমাদের যে জীবের বোধ শক্তি এবং তার যে ক্ষমতা এতই ক্ষুদ্র যে পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের মধ্যে বিশাল মহিমা বা মানে মাহাত্ম্য ব্যক্তি গুণ মহিমা কীর্তন করা আমাদের পক্ষে কতখানি সাধ্যকর ব্যাপার।
The illimited cannot understand the unlimited.
ভগবান হচ্ছেন অসীম আর আমরা হচ্ছি সসীম আর কি, আমাদের এই সসীম গুণের দ্বারা অসীমকে কতখানি বুঝতে পারবো।
The finite cannot understand the infinite.
তা মানে সীমাবদ্ধ বস্তু কখনো অসীম পরমেশ্বর ভগবানকে উপলব্ধি করতে পারে না।
But if the unlimited, if the infinite desires, he can manifest himself to the finite, to the limited. That is his prerogative.
তা যিনি হচ্ছেন অসীম হ্যাঁ তিনি এইভাবে নিজেকে এই সীমার জগতের মধ্যে নিজেকে প্রকাশ করতে পারেন।
It said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that even God himself, he doesn't understand the extent of his glories.
Srimad Bhagavatam e bola hoyeche je Parameshwar Bhagavan tini nijei tar nijei mohima mane atota bujhte sokkhom na.
Because God and his energies, his potencies are always expanding also.
Karon Bhagavaner je shokti ache anant ami seta kramobordhoman.
All of God's energies, they serve God. Everything is God's energy. So everything is serving God. What's that? Chaitanya Charitamrita sloka? Hara Shabda Britta? Ekliha Krishna, Aya Shabda Britta. That Krishna, yeah, Ekliha Ishwara Krishna, Hara Shabda Britta. Okay, yeah. That Krishna is the only master, and everyone and everything else is the servant of Krishna.
That Sri Krishna is Parameshwar Bhagavan, he is the master, সকলেই হচ্ছে তার সেবক বা ভৃত্য।
So the, all the God's entities are serving him. So they serve him by expanding his pleasure. So his energies expand to please God. And then God becomes cognizant of more of his glories, more of his energy.
এবং তার ফলে কি হচ্ছেন, ভগবান আরো মহিমান্বিত হয়ে উঠছেন, আরো তার মহিমা মাহাত্ম্য বাড়ছে।
And when he becomes cognizant, again his energies expand. And again he becomes cognizant, and again they expand. This is going on forever. So it is said that actually God never knows the extent of his own potencies and energy.
এইভাবে মানে ভগবানকে মানে যতটা মহিমা বৃদ্ধি প্রাপ্ত হচ্ছে ততই তার শক্তি প্রকাশ হচ্ছে। এর ফলে যতই জানা যাবে না কেন আমাদের সাথে সীমাবদ্ধ থেকে যাচ্ছে, কিন্তু ভগবানের মহিমা ক্রমবর্ধমান হচ্ছে, সেজন্য তাকে জানা যাচ্ছে না।
So we are also God's energy.
আমরাও ভগবানের শক্তি।
And like the rest of his, we should be serving him. Unfortunately, in this material, we've forgotten our position as servants of God. And instead of being servants of God, we ourselves want to be served. In other words, we want to take God's position, we want to be the enjoyers, and we want to be served in this world. And as a result of this, we are simply in this problematic situation of taking birth and death again and again and again.
এর ফলে এই সমসাময়িক জগতে আমরা জন্ম মৃত্যু চক্রে বারবার মানে সাইকেল গড়ারে বারবার ঘোরাফেরা করছি।
But as soon as one becomes cognizant of his relationship as the servant of God and engages in service, then he steps out of the cycle of birth and death. He goes back to Godhead.
যখনই সে বুঝতে পারে যে তার পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের সঙ্গে মৃত্যু দাসত্ব সম্বন্ধ, যেই মুহূর্তে সে বুঝতে পারবে সেই মুহূর্তে সে জন্ম মৃত্যুর চক্রে মানে পরপারে চলে গিয়ে তার মৃত্যু সম্বন্ধ উপলব্ধি করতে সক্ষম হবে।
Because then God's energy is properly situated, meaning us, we as the energy of God, we are properly situated in serving God, pleasing God, then we leave this samsara business and go back home, back to Godhead.
কারণ তখন আমরা ভগবানের শক্তি রূপে আমরা ভগবানের সঙ্গে একটা মানে সত্যিকারের সম্বন্ধে যুক্ত হব, তখন আমরা এই জগতে উঠতে উঠতে পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের কাছে ফিরে যাব।
So it's the energy actually cannot fully understand the energetic. Because the energetic is the source of the energy. It's like the power, it cannot really comprehend the powerful. It's like a little bit of power here in this electric light bulb. But the source, the generator house, that has unlimited power. That little light bulb, it cannot really comprehend the power of the And if the generator gives full power to one of these little bulbs, immediately it will blow up. Cannot handle it.
Generator যেখানে পাওয়ার উৎপাদন হচ্ছে সেই পাওয়ারটা যদি ছোট্ট বাল্বের মধ্যে অবস্থান করে বা কোনো রকম এসে যায় তাহলে মুহূর্তের মধ্যে বাল্বটা ফেটে বাষ্প হয়ে যাবে।
So Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that the senses of the individual soul are limited and do not permit him to understand the totality of Krishna.
ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ তাৎপর্য এখানে বলছেন যে স্বতন্ত্র যে জীবাত্মা রয়েছে তা ইন্দ্রগুলি সীমিত, তাই সেইটা সেই সীমিত ইন্দ্রগুলি দিয়ে কখনো পূর্ণ তত্ত্ব পরমেশ্বর ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণকে জানা সম্ভব নয়।
So Srila Prabhupada is saying that devotees, they're not really trying to The devotees are trying to understand Krishna, but not on the principle that we want to understand God completely and total. We want to know everything.
Prabhupada ekhane bolchen je bhaktarao Shri Krishna ke jante chesta karen. Kintu tader to sei prosh erokom noy je kono bishesh shomoy ba jiber kono bishesh khetre tara Krishna ke purno rupe upolobdhi korte sokkhom hobe kimba tara Parameshwar Bhagwaner samaporjaye chole jabe. Eikom tara kokhono bhabe na.
Not that they want to know God with knowledge, capture God with knowledge, but actually they Prabhupada says they're enjoying hearing about Krishna, they're getting nectar from that. Just like Arjuna is asking Krishna, please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade the worlds. Oh Krishna, oh supreme mystic, how shall I constantly think of you? And how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered? Oh supreme personality of Godhead. 17.
হে যোগেশ্বর কিভাবে সর্বদা তোমার চিন্তাগুলো আমি তোমাকে জানতে পারি হে ভগবান কোন কোন বিধিত আকৃতির মাধ্যমে আমি তোমাকে চিন্তা করব
ও জানাদান again please describe in detail all the mystic power of your opulences
হে জানাদান তোমার যোগ বিভূতি বিস্তারিতভাবে পুনরায় আমাকে বলো কারণ তোমার উপদেশ আমি তো শ্রবণ করি তৃপ্তি হচ্ছে না আমি আরো শ্রবণ করতে ইচ্ছা করি
So Krishna may say, well, I just explained to you, Arjuna, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, that everything comes from me. I'm the source of everything. Why are you asking a detailed question? Already I've stated, everything comes from me. Why are you asking for a small detail? So Arjuna is saying, no, but I want to know the detail, Krishna. I want to know the detail. I get ecstasy from detail. I am never satiated in hearing about you. For the more I hear about you, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words.
আমি যতই মানে শুনছি ততই আমার মানে জানার আকাঙ্ক্ষা আমার কোথায় বেড়ে যাচ্ছে তুমি আরো বেশি করে তোমার মহিমা আমার কাছে বলো
Is taste the nectar of Krishna's words. Krishna saying you can taste, you taste with your tongue. You're saying you're tasting with your ears, Arjuna.
তাই অর্জুন মানে যতই শুনছে ততই তার যে শ্রবণেন্দ্রিয় আরো আস্বাদনীয় হয়ে উঠছে এবং আরো সে ভগবানের মহিমাকে আরো
Arjuna said, yes, I'm tasting with my ears, I'm licking up this, it's very relishable, it's very tasty. So it's not although Arjuna wants to capture Krishna with his, not, no, but he's interested in getting nectar from Krishna. Every little thing about Krishna the devotee relishes.
এখানে এই নয় যে অর্জুন ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণকে ক্যাপচার করতে চাইছে অর্জুন জানতে চাইছে তার যে মহিমা ভগবানের যে অত্যধিক লীলা সে কত সুমধুর যতই শুনছে ততই তার শোনার আকাঙ্ক্ষা অমৃতবতের মতো বেড়ে যাচ্ছে
Therefore, Krishna, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, this hantati, hantat, hanta, Prabhupada translates as yes.
The hanto, me, ekhane Bhagavan bolchen je, Prabhupada hanto hain, tar Bhagavan bolchen hain, tomake ami bolchi.
But this hanta means, actually it's a very, very affectionate. It means someone very affectionate. So because Arjuna is so anxious, he's so greedy to hear Krishna's words, and he's so enthusiastic, then Krishna's reply is, yes, yes Arjuna, you've got the right attitude. Therefore I will tell you of my glories, but only the principal ones. Because you are so eager.
এখানে অর্জুন এতই অ্যাংশাস হয়ে উঠেছে এতই মানে মানে ভগবানের ওই লীলা সম্বন্ধে জানতে এত উৎসাহী হয়ে উঠেছে ভগবান যে হ্যাঁ হ্যাঁ তোমাকে আমি বলছি আমার মহিমার সম্বন্ধে যেহেতু তুমি জানতে চেয়েছো আমি তোমাকে বলছি হ্যাঁ বলছি
So this is how we should hear Bhagavad Gita or any words of Krishna or past of Krishna. And then Krishna will give us that understanding. Yes, you're eager to hear. Yes, I'm eager to give. I'm eager to reveal to you.
এখানে অর্জুনের যে মানসিকতা, যে ভগবানকে জানতে চায়, বুঝতে চায়, ভগবানের লীলা সে বোধগম্য করতে চায়, মানে খুব অমৃতগর আশ্চর্যের মতন, এইরকম মানসিকতা হলে তবে আমরা এই ভগবত কথা আমরা শুনতে পারবো বা বুঝতে পারবো।
So this is the way to capture Krishna, actually. By your enthusiasm, by your eagerness, you can capture Krishna, but not by knowledge. Krishna says, Bhakti Mama Vajanante, yes, you can know me. Here he's saying you can never know me. But later he says, Bhakti Mama Vajanante, you can know me. How? By bhakti. But he doesn't say Gyan Mama Vajanante. By Gyan, he says, no, by Bhakti Mama Vajanante. By Bhakti, you can know me, Arjuna. He's admitting. Just like Yashoda Devi, Krishna's friends, they told, Yashoda Mata, Krishna is eating dirt. Naughty son, he's eating dirt. Mati.
Yeah.
So Yashoda says, Krishna, open your mouth, let me see inside. Let's see if you've eaten this mati.
Who is Balaram?
Krishna. No, Mother Yashoda asked Krishna, open your mouth, I will see inside. So Yashoda Devi opened her mouth, and Krishna looked inside. Krishna opened his mouth, Yashoda looked inside. What did she see? She saw everything. She saw the whole universe in Krishna's mouth. She saw all the different planets, the stars, the moon, the sun. The earth planet. Huh? What to speak of a little bit of dirt Krishna had eaten, he opened up, he had the whole planet in his mouth. So what happened, she was completely bewildered. She couldn't handle it. That was just a little bit of Krishna. Krishna just showed her a little bit, but still, she couldn't comprehend. On Lord Brahma, the same thing. That time Brahma, he stole Krishna's friends and calves away from Krishna, and he hid them in a cave, put on the mystic, his mystic power. He said, I'll show my mystic power. I'll take away Krishna's calves and boyfriends and put them in the cave, and I will see what Krishna will do. He came back and he saw Krishna. Again, Krishna was with his friends and with his cows. Brahma said, that's strange. I took, just stole them all away. I locked them up. I come back and they're still here. Is it the same boys and calves? Did they get out of the cave? Did they come back before me? Is there two sets? He became a little bit bewildered. So he was He was showing his mystic power. Prabhupada said, if you try to show your mystic power before a superior mystic power, you become, you diminish your power. Just like if the glowworm tries to show his power of light before the sun, the glowworm gets diminishes his glory in front of the sun. So, So Krishna says, I am sitting in the heart of everyone. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So Brahma here, he wanted to play with Krishna, show his mystic power. So Krishna said, okay, I'll reciprocate. You want to play a mystical power game? I have to reciprocate with you. So I'll show my mystic power now.
তো পরমেশ্বর ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ প্রত্যেক জীবের হৃদয় বিরাজ করছেন এবং জীব যেভাবে মানে পরমেশ্বর ভগবান সিং ভাবের আদান প্রদান করবেন ভগবানের ঠিক মানে সেই অনুযায়ী তার সঙ্গে তার ভাবের প্রতিদান করবেন এখানে ব্রহ্মা সে চেষ্টা করছে তার যৌগিক ক্ষমতা দেখানোর জন্য ভগবান বললেন ঠিক আছে তোমার যে যৌগিক ক্ষমতা আছে তুমি দেখাও এবার আমার যে যৌগিক ক্ষমতা আছে আমি দেখি তোমার যৌগিক ক্ষমতা কত কত মানে কতদূর অগ্রসর হয়
So then Brahma, he saw all of Krishna's boyfriends and all of the cows, they all transformed into Vishnumurti forms. They're all beautiful bluish color like Krishna, they had four arms.
তিনি দেখলেন যে প্রত্যেকে সেই কৃষ্ণের মতন তার গায়ের রং নীলাভ বর্ণে প্রত্যেকে চারটে হাত রয়েছে
holding the pada chakra gada shankha
প্রত্যেকের হাতে শঙ্খ চক্র গদা পদ্ম
they had the mark of Sri Vatsa on their chest
বক্ষে তাদের Sri Vatsa চিহ্ন
and golden helmets with jewels shining like anything All kinds of bracelets and armlets, finger rings. With the neck like the conch shell, with the three lions like the conch shell. All the characteristics of Vishnu.
ভগবান বিষ্ণুর সমস্ত রকমের বৈশিষ্ট্য এই চতুর্ভুজ বালকদের মধ্যে রয়েছে
Vishnu is an expansion of Krishna. So Krishna showed all these cows and natural boys were actually his Vishnu. They were himself expanded like he expands as Vishnu.
Vishnu হচ্ছেন ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের প্রকাশ। তাই এখানে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ সেই বালকের মধ্যে নিজেকে বিষ্ণু রূপে প্রকাশ করেছেন এবং তাই বিষ্ণু তত্ত্বের সমস্ত রূপগুলি এবং বর্ণাগুলি সেই বিষ্ণু তত্ত্বের মধ্যে ফুটে উঠেছে এখানে
and all these forms were very so beautiful and they were smiling and glancing
এই যে রূপগুলো এতই সুন্দর সকলে এখানে মৃদু হাস্য করছে সকলে দৃষ্টি নিক্ষেপ করছে সুন্দরভাবে
then he lord brahma then he saw other brahmas there and shivas and the other demigods were also there they were all worshipping vishnu
brahma lo dekhte je sekhane aro onek dhoroner brahma royeche ebong aro onno demigod devota royeche tara hajjo kore bhagwan shri krishna aradhana korche vishnu aradhana korche
not only brahmas and demigods but even every living entity down to the small pieces of grass everything were worshipping the vishnu forms And they were dancing and there was music, instruments playing and the whole of creation was dancing and worshipping and praising Lord Vishnu.
শুধু তারা নয়, সমগ্র সৃষ্টিটাই পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের নিকট এসে নিত্য গীত কীর্তন করছে, মানে মৃদঙ্গ বাজাচ্ছে, ইনস্ট্রুমেন্ট বাজাচ্ছে, গান করছে, নাচছে, মানে আনন্দ ভগবানের মহিমা গুণ কীর্তন করছে।
And all these forms of Vishnu were just smiling, self-contained. And just by glancing at them, you could understand that they were the creators, maintainers, and destroyers of the world. They were possessors of all mystic power, just simply by their eyes glancing and smiling. Brahma could understand all these things.
এবং সমস্ত লীলাগুলো এদের দ্বারাই সম্পাদিত হচ্ছে, তাদের সে যোগী ক্ষমতা, মানে ভগবান বিষ্ণুর একমাত্র দৃষ্টি নিক্ষেপের তারা ব্রহ্মা যা দর্শন করছে অবাক হয়ে যাচ্ছে।
And all the different elements were there, were worshipping Krishna, time, space, activity, desire, everything became manifest and was actually worshipping these Vishnu forms.
এবং সেখানে সময়, কাল, স্থান, কর্ম সকলেই তাদের ব্যক্তিরূপ ধারণ করে ওখানে আবির্ভূত হয়ে পরমেশ্বর ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ আরাধনা করছে।
The three modes of material nature were worshipping Krishna. The whole cosmic creation was there and was worshipping the Vishnu forms.
সেখানে তিনটে গুণ আবির্ভূত হয়ে ভগবান আরাধনা করছে, সমগ্র কসমিক ম্যানিফেস্টেশনটা সেখানে আবির্ভূত হয়ে তার মহিমা কীর্তন করছে।
So these forms of the cows and boys were actually Krishna himself. They weren't expansions. They were Vishnu, Krishna himself. They weren't other forms. They were directly Krishna. He expanded.
এই যে এখানে গরু বাছুরারে তার বন্ধুদের আমরা দেখছি, সেগুলো হচ্ছে পরমেশ্বর ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণেরই প্রকাশ। কৃষ্ণ নিজেকে এই এত অসংখ্য রূপে নিজেকে প্রকাশ করেছেন।
It's like fire. It's like this fire. It has its energy of heat. But the heat and the fire are different. The heat is not, it's different from the fire. But it's not like this. The expansions were not like heat, energy of the fire. But these cows and boys were actually the fire itself. They weren't an expansion like the heat is the expansion of the fire, the energy of the fire.
আগুন থেকে তাপটা বেরোচ্ছে, তাই তাপ আগুন থেকে আলাদা করা যায় না, কিন্তু আগুন না হলে তাপটা আসবে না। ঠিক তেমনি এখানে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ এক্সপেনশন নিজেকে বিস্তার করেছেন অনন্ত রূপে, তা এখান থেকেই সব কিছুই প্রকাশিত হচ্ছে। এই প্রতিটা যে বালকেরা, গাভীরা বা বাছুরেরা ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণেরই শক্তির প্রকাশ।
So Lord Brahma is witnessing this.
Lord Brahma এগুলো সবকিছু প্রত্যক্ষ করলেন।
Lord Brahma has full control over the goddess of learning, Saraswati. She is knowledge personified. Lord Brahma happens to be her husband. So it's understood he has full control over the goddess of learning.
যে সরস্বতী দেবী, তিনি হচ্ছেন ব্রহ্মার স্ত্রী, অর্থাৎ ব্রহ্মা সরস্বতী দেবীকে যেহেতু তার স্ত্রী, এই যে জ্ঞানটা তার মধ্যে সম্পূর্ণরূপে রয়েছে, তাই তিনি বুঝতে পারছেন যে এখানে কি হচ্ছে, কি হলো প্রকৃতপক্ষে।
She is the best authority on Vedic knowledge and Brahma happens to be her controller.
এবং তিনি সম্পূর্ণ বৈদিক জ্ঞানটা ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ তার মধ্যে প্রকাশিত করেছেন, এবং সেহেতু তিনি বুঝতে পেরেছেন যে এখানে, এবং তিনি নিজেই নিজেই কন্ট্রোল করতে পারেন, এবং তিনি এখানে সেটা দেখছেন যে তার মানে জ্ঞানের দ্বারা এখানে কি হচ্ছে প্রকৃতপক্ষে।
So that Brahma, full knowledge, creator of the universe, he's standing there, he's completely perplexed, completely bewildered about this display that he's seeing before him, made by Krishna.
এই যে পিতামহ ব্রহ্মা, যিনি হচ্ছেন বিশ্বব্রহ্মাণ্ডের স্রষ্টা, তিনি এই ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের সৃষ্টিটাকে থেকে তিনি বিউল্লা হয়ে গেছেন, যদিও তার মধ্যে বৈদিক জ্ঞান প্রকাশিত হয়েছে এবং তার মধ্যে যে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ এটাকে, এই বিশ্বটাকে সৃষ্টি করেছেন, কিন্তু এখানে তিনি অবাক হয়ে গেছেন, বিশ্বের বিমূল হতবাক হয়ে গেছেন, ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের মিষ্টি মানে এই রহস্যময় যে শক্তি সেটা তিনি বুঝতে পারছেন না।
That Lord Brahma, he gets off his swan. You can imagine how big Brahma's swan is. It's coming from Brahmaloka. He gets off that swan, the creator of the universe, Brahma, he gets off that swan and he falls down at the lotus feet of Krishna, who's standing like a little boy. He's got his flute in one hand, he's got the bugle and his bell, a little stick under his arm. He's got a little bit of food he had in his mouth, that is a bit of yogurt with, mixed with fruits and sugar. He was looking for, walking around like a little forest boy looking for his cows. This huge, huge Brahma, creator of the universe, he falls down flat on the mat at the lotus feet of Krishna.
প্রভু সম্পূর্ণ টিচারের দর্শন করতে পারছেন, মানে হচ্ছে যেভাবে বন্ধনে করছেন, তা ছোট্ট বালক কৃষ্ণ কিভাবে দাঁড়িয়ে আছে ওইখানে, মানে শিবঙ্গ মুরারি হয়ে কোমরে হাত দিয়েছে আর বাঁশিটা কোমরে গোজা আছে, ছোট্ট বালক মাথায় ময়ূর পাখা নীল বসন হলুদ বসন করেছে এসে না, আর পিতামহ ব্রহ্ম বিশাল চার মাথা, হ্যাঁ, তা তিনি তিনি যখনই বুঝতে পেরেছেন যে আমার যে সামান্য ক্ষমতা ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের কাছে একটা সামান্যটা মানে অনুমোদন ক্ষুদ্র, মানে বুঝতে পেরে সেই তার যে সুন্দর যে রাজহাস করে রাজহাসে এসে তিনি সে মানে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের ছোট্ট সে রূপের কাছে তার মানে বিশাল ব্রহ্মা মানে একদম ফ্যাট ডাউন হয়ে পড়েছে মাথা নত করে, তার যে অপরাধ করেছে তিনি সে অপরাধের জন্য ক্ষমা প্রার্থনা করছেন, মানে কেমন একটা ব্যাপার, কৃষ্ণ ছোট্ট একটা বালক, হ্যাঁ, আর সেখানে পিতামহ ব্রহ্মা বিশাল জগতের স্রষ্টা মাথা নত করে এখানে পড়ে গেছে।
Brahma gets up and he falls down again straight on the ground. Again he gets up and again he... This is Lord Brahma before this little boy. Again, repeatedly, again and again, he just gets up and claps his grip like a stick before Krishna. Again and again and again.
Very good. আবার তিনি সোজাসুজি উঠে বললেন, আবার চরণে পড়ে গেলেন, আবার সোজাসুজি উঠে বললেন, এইভাবে বারবার বারবার তিনি উঠে ভগবানের কাছে প্রণাম নিবেদন করছেন, ভগবানের বারবার আত্মসমর্পণ করছেন।
Then finally he gets a bit of composure and he, because he's got eight eyes, so he's rubbing his eight eyes to get the tears out. And he's praying that Krishna, I see you standing before me with your little lotus feet and your aura is emanating from you. And I'm supposed to be the master of Vedic knowledge, but I must admit, I cannot understand you at all.
The Pitamah Brahma, the Jagatya Shrashta, he is a little child of Krishna, he is a little child of Krishna, and he says, that I am the master of Vedic knowledge, but the master of Yogi Khamata,
You're just like you're wandering around looking for your cows and friends. You look like a village boy. It looks like you don't even have sufficient education because you've grown up in the village. It means you never went to school. It looks like you're a village boy. You don't have sufficient school education even.
কিছু যেন জানেন না, হ্যাঁ, দেখবেন হাওয়া গাবার মতন গ্রাম্য বালক, অথচ সব সমস্ত জ্ঞানের উৎস হচ্ছেন আপনি।
And then he offered so many nice prayers to Krishna. But he was saying that others may profess, they may know who or what is God, but as far as I am concerned, I must admit, I don't know anything about you, Krishna, except that I'm your servant.
তো অনেকে হয়তো জানে, কিন্তু আপনার মহিমা সম্বন্ধে আমি এতই অল্প যে আমি কিছুই জানি না, যদি আমি আপনার সামনে দাঁড়িয়ে আছি, যদি আমি এই জগৎকে সৃষ্টি করছি আপনি আমাকে দায়িত্ব দিয়েছেন, কিন্তু আমি কিছুই জানি না আপনার সেই অসীম শক্তির কাছে।
So if Lord Brahma, he can't understand anything about Krishna, how is it possible to understand?
যেখানে পিতামহ ব্রহ্মা ভগবানকে বুঝতে পারছেন না, সেখানে আমাদের পক্ষে ভগবানের মহিমা বোঝা
But Srila Prabhupada says, no, that whatever Krishna reveals about himself, that much we can know. That is his kindness. That much we can learn. What Krishna reveals. And more than that, we cannot know. So this Krishna is so merciful to give Bhagavad Gita because he's telling about himself. Or the devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam, those that glorify Krishna or Krishna's words himself, then we can know that much, but only which is revealed by Krishna and his devotees. More than that, we cannot know. So nobody can ever bring Krishna in their grip by knowledge. Not possible. But by love, you can capture Krishna in your heart. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki, Yutai Go Premanandi Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for translating.
Thank you. Did I know question before?
Anybody have any
questions? We performed for the pleasure of Krishna, and still we have this tendency because it's so enjoyable also to hear about Krishna. So we taste it, as you mentioned, with enthusiasm, with endeavor, and really. We taste it, we really enjoy it, so to say. But it's also said that our attitude of hearing should be also for pleasing Krishna, not just for our enjoyment. So how to maintain this proper attitude and still be able to taste the proper way while we hear about Krishna?
Yeah, there is a statement by the Gopis. Maybe Vishnu Chakravarti Toko says it somewhere. But they say, yes, we only want Krishna's pleasure. But in the process of giving Krishna pleasure, if we're enjoying, what is the harm? We're not doing it for our pleasure, we're doing it for Krishna. But in the process, we're giving so much happiness. What is the harm? If in the process of service we feel happiness, what is the harm? We're doing it for Krishna's pleasure. But if we, while we're doing it, we feel happiness, what is the harm? The intention is Krishna's happiness. So, anyway, it's an automatic thing. Because we're reflections of Krishna. The example is that if you look in the mirror and you're decorating yourself, the more you decorate yourself, the more the reflection becomes beautiful. So we're like reflections of Krishna. So the more we serve Krishna, the more we reflect that same. So the more Krishna's pleased, then the more the living entity becomes. He gets decorated with that same quality of this part, small part of this. Anyway, if you don't want your happiness, you give it to me. I'll take it. You'd be the jnani, the yogi. You'd be self-controlled yogi. Give me that.
Yes, just told me.
Vishnu Chakravarti Toto,
yeah.
In his commentary on that verse in Bhagavad Gita.
Because it feels like I'm really little.
That little book, Gitamrita, I think it's called. Thakur wrote his name? Gitamrita, he wrote. He stayed in England a long time. I think he's sannyasi now. Anyway, go on.
I have a question from the last Friday's Srimad Bhagavatam lecture where you mentioned about need to be voluntarily humble. So, as we understand the need to be humble, is it possible? How is it possible to bring it? Is it, we understand it by intelligence, somehow we said we have to be humble in this endeavor. But still, there are so many qualities that are coming, or disqualifications that are coming to us. How to really develop, what is needed to develop besides this understanding of intelligence, to really develop this voluntary humbleness?
Prabhupada says you have to be humble. All of these qualities, when they would ask you to become humble, how do you, all these qualities, Prabhupada said you do it by doing it, by being it. You be submissive by being submissive. You be humble by being humble. Thank you.
Hi.
Who's this from? The Shingadev? So you have to put it into practice. Go up to everyone and everyone, please accept my humble obeisances. That you can do. But put it into practice. The example was right in the early days in America, and the devotee wasn't paying his obeisances. Gargamuni. He wasn't paying his obeisances. They were chanting the Prem Dwani, Jai Om Vishnu Parat. He didn't pay his obeisances. Everyone was paying their obeisances. So why you don't pay your obeisances? He said, it just feels like unnatural. And what's the use of paying my obeisances? What is it?
Washing your hands.
Oh. He said, it was because it's not coming from me, it's not really sincere, I'm just, because everyone else is doing it, I'm just saying jai, 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 paying my obeisances down. So, I want to be real, I don't want to be artificial in my devotional life, it has to be real, and I want to feel for it, So they said, it was quite convincing, so they said, well, we'll ask Prabhupada. And then they asked Srila Prabhupada about that, and he said, no. He said, you bow down anyway. He said, then the real feeling will come. You do it, force yourself, even if it doesn't feel, it feels artificial, but do it anyway. And then in time, because you're doing it, it will come, because Krishna will see that. You're trying to develop that quality, so Krishna, but he said, if you don't do it, because it feels artificial, you're never going to develop it. It will never come. Because you don't put it into practice. If you're going to wait until, no, I'm waiting for that time when it's actually done with real sincerity and I have real feeling, it won't come because it's not developing. Or it may come, but it'll take a long time. But he said, put it into practice, then it will come. It will come automatically. Then you will have feeling. Then you'll do it with feeling in time. So like that, we have to put it into practice. Be humble. Even though it doesn't, it feels kind of artificial that you're going up, please accept my humble apology. I don't really mean it, but I pay my bill, but it's not really. But do it anyway, And then Prabhupada said it will come. That's practice. Then you have to understand the whole philosophy. That all helps, you see. Bhavananda Prabhu asked Prabhupada, how can Lord Chaitanya say that he he's lower than the straw in the street when he says Trinadapi. How can he say that? Because he's not. He is. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada said, no, he could say that because Lord Chaitanya understood that he was 1,000 size of tip of a hair. Therefore he could say it. And Lord Chaitanya is not 1,000 size of tip of a hair. He's the source of all the 1,000 size of tips of the hair. We're 1,000 size of tip, the ordinary jiva. But he's the Supreme Person of God. But he said because he's playing in the role of a bhakta, he was playing in such conviction that he actually understood that. So even just by understanding that philosophical aspect, not philosophical, practical aspect, that is my factual situation. I am 1,000 size of tip. You can't be anything else but humble if you actually know your actual size. You are much smaller than the speck of dust on the ground. That is our fact in size. Because you can't see the soul, you can get the smallest speck of dust you can see and you can understand you're smaller than that. That's practical. So he was indicating it should help us become humble if we can maintain that, just simply maintain that, what is my actual size in relation to everything else?
Because every understanding, the realization of it is that it's not just gyan, but also vigyan. As devotees mention very often, we should realize our insignificance. And there are so many aspects, for example, the philosophical, practical aspect of being such a small size entity and like that. So what is the way or how to practical, besides just to have this understanding of insignificance? Because Krishna sometimes gives us this understanding and sometimes it's really tough lecture that you have to learn if you're really not receptive enough to understand. So how to really be able and receptive? Because also the humbleness is need for that, and if we are not enough humble, voluntarily humble, how to maintain this receptiveness to really understand and not always need this really strong lecture or tough lecture, which Krishna mercifully gives us, to really understand our own significance.
Yeah, by constantly hearing again and again, he said, that's why I repeat again and again the same thing in practically every page. He said, we have to keep constantly hearing again and again. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says about that point of one understanding one's insignificance before the Lord. What does he say about that? He's offering a nice prayer, and he says that although he's completely insignificant before the Lord, he said, I am praying that those who look down upon me let's express it. Those who look down upon me, if they're merciful enough upon me, something like that, if they can bestow their mercy upon me, then maybe I can something like assist them in serving the mission of the Lord, something like that. But he's putting himself in the position of realizing his insignificance. He says he's praying to those who may be looking down upon him, to impart him with the fitness to serve the devotees. The devotees are the mission. I think it's to serve the devotees. And in this way, he will be able to get an opportunity to actually serve the Lord, even though he's, you know, so insignificant, he has no means of approaching. But he was like a prayer, he was begging that those who look down upon me, whoever that may be, I guess it's Guru and Krishna and the Parampara, whoever's. But he was praying for today that if they're merciful upon him, and they overlook his shortcomings, then they give him the fitness to be able to serve their order. That's right. I think serve their order, their instructions, something like that. If they empower him with the fitness to serve their order, only then it will be possible for me to something like that too. Anyway, it's a prayer of, you know, but in that statement he's saying before that one has to come to that point of understanding his insignificance before the Lord. It's complete helplessness and insignificance. And then he begs for the mercy of the devotees to be able to impart him with the ability to actually serve them. I think it was serve those devotees. And then he can actually be able to approach, even though he's so insignificant. Anyway, I can read that. I'm not expressing it properly. But. Yeah, otherwise it's just, again and again we practice doing the same thing again. And it comes, will come the time. Not an overnight thing. We can become like Haridas Thakur.
Could you explain something about, you explained that knowledge is revealed by Krishna. So how much emphasis and how much endeavor should we put in acquiring our self-knowledge through studying the scriptures or trying to really memorize all the shlokas and things like that, although theoretically I'm not able to really understand. So it's gyan but not vigyan, so what is the right balance? Which balance should I have in acquiring knowledge or waiting through practical service that the knowledge is revealed?
It'll be revealed. The essence will be revealed. It comes through service attitude. The revelation comes through service attitude. It's like the story of the Brahmana in South India, who was reading the Gita but he couldn't read it, that story. So, Chaitanya said, "You know Gita," but he couldn't read it. But he said, "You are the knower of the Gita, you pick up the mood." Krishna is so kind, he became the chariot driver of Arjuna. So he caught the essence of the devotional aspect of it. But for preaching and things like that, then you study it, because that's a part of service. But for our own spiritual advancement, actually, dedication and the proper service attitude to executing the guru who represents Krishna here. This is sufficient. That's sufficient. You can just be absorbed in your guru given service. And practically that's in one aspect, that's what Prabhupada showed us, as the Acharya, the founder of Acharya. Of course, his service was translating books, so we can say he was always studying Bhagavatam. But he wasn't a study for himself, it was more... it was a service to Guru, to his Guru told him to do it, so it was his service that he was translating. So he was simultaneously obviously studying all the... but considering it was his guru-given service, he was just absorbed in that. So that's the example that the Acharya is giving. If you're just absorbed in your guru-given service, and you're doing it with solely with an attitude to satisfy the guru and the Krishna, because it's going to push on the mission somehow or another, the instructions are going to push on the mission. If you're doing it with that attitude to please the guru and expand the mission and please Lord Chaitanya, then that's the proper attitude to have. Because even when you ultimately go back to Godhead, you get your perfect spiritual body, everything is perfect, complete. It's the same attitude that's maintained there, that everything you're doing is actually pleasing Radha and Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, it's nothing else. You're not taking time out to study, you know, in the spiritual world and the things like that. So you're just absorbed in that savor and how to expand the... there is hierarchy there, so you have instructions and you have particular services. So how to expand that service, how to, you know, do that service more nicely, prepare for it, etc., for the pleasure of Krishna and Gauranga. And that's the attitude they have there. So that you can have here. That is actually all you need. So it's this devotional attitude that attracts Krishna and Guru. And it's this devotional attitude only. If we want service of preaching, then we study. Because otherwise you can't preach. Because you've got to know what to quote and things like that. So if you want to do a lot of preaching, then study more, learn more slokas. Otherwise, Prabhupada says you can. If you learn 16 slokas, he said, that's kind of enough to answer any kind of general question, unless you're going to deal with philosophers or anything, but like for general preaching in public, he said 16 slokas you'd be able to, you can probably answer one of the questions.
And which ones? When you say 16, which ones?
Well, you just get the pertinent questions from Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada just went to Bhagavad Gita every time someone asked him. It was just the Bhagavad Gita, he went straight to Bhagavad Gita. I mean, you work out the questions. It's not a big range of questions, actually. Bhaktivinoda Purnamara saying it's about 10 or 12 questions people ask or something like that. It's not more than that. In that category, that group, they're grouping that. So you just learn that those 10 or 12 hours in quota slope. Hare Krishna.
You stressed the point of service to Guru this morning and now also. When I'm in the situation that somehow I don't have the Guru, and is this the right attitude when I just try to give him the instruction I have from Prabhupada, which he gave, and try to pray for the core of my heart to have the Krishna be sent me? Or.
Yeah. Well, that means you have a guru. It means you have a guru. Yeah, you've already accepted him. So he's your shikshu. You're trying to execute his, follow his instructions. You already accepted him as your shikshu. Yeah. is already there. Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you.